This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Plenty to talk about and happening. One of them is the idea of tariffs and going into effect or being put on hold for now. The automakers are breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. These proposed tariffs on Mexico and Canada will be put on hold, will be exempt for 1 month after pleas from some of the industry leaders. Quote, we're going to give 1 month exemption on any autos coming through USMCA, according to the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. This was a press conference yesterday, and she covered this. Reciprocal tariffs will still go on into effect on April 2nd, but at the request of the companies associated with USMCA, the president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so that they're not at an economic disadvantage. Now, here's what Bloomberg wrote. Detroit's automakers have aggressively sought to halt or revise President Donald Trump's tariffs over concerns about the potentially catastrophic effects. Car makers and experts have warned that a rise in costs from the 25% tariffs imposed on U.S. neighbors this week could send auto prices up by thousands of dollars almost immediately and seize up supply chains. Why would it seize up supply chains? Supply chains... What? How does that make sense? Seize them up. You mean slow them down because there's not going to be a need for the supplies related to the manufacture of said vehicles?
That's what I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. The United Auto Workers Union, which represents factory employees at GM, Ford, and Stellantis, on Tuesday said it was in active negotiations with the administration to shape the auto tariffs in April to benefit the working class. Top executives spoke with officials from the Commerce Department last Thursday and expressed their desire to bring investment and auto production to the United States. So once again, I don't know if these folks understand truly what's going on here. Trump is using tariffs in very strategic ways. He's using them against countries who have placed tariffs on us, some that are very long-standing tariffs, and there's no reasonable reason to have that. It's just like, well, this is the way we've always done it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's always been unfair to the U.S. So Trump is here to fix it because he's putting America first. He doesn't want to take advantage of you, but he doesn't want us taken advantage of.
Right.
You know, an even playing field. But the other thing that Trump is doing, strategically using tariffs. Basically, what's the end game here? He wants more manufacturing based in the U.S. That means more jobs. That's good for American citizens. It's good. And that's what he wants more of. So how do you entice somebody to build here? You lower the corporate tax rate or make those lower tax rates permanent. That is a great incentive. And then you say, well, if you're not putting a plant in here, you're going to face tariffs from the stuff that is manufactured abroad coming into the country. So it would behoove them, from a fiduciary standpoint, it would behoove them to go ahead and invest their manufacturing in the U.S. You know, and if more presidents had had this kind of attitude through the years, we wouldn't have seen so much offshoring of so many things. Oh, there's also an ingredient there called the greed of Wall Street, of which we all are probably at least a little guilty of, because you want your 401k and your investments to do well. When companies find way to lower their labor costs by pushing stuff overseas, then, you know, they're going to do that. There's the incentive to do that. So Trump wants to de-incentivize that and once again incentivize, do it here in America. I think it's,
I like it,
brilliant. And this 30-day resting period, whatever you want to call it, putting it on hold, will give some of those automakers a chance to come up with a plan and then present it and say, we'd like you to further extend it because we're here to promise we're building a plant, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Honda already changed their plans for building a factory in Mexico, which was just about a done deal. And they said, nope, we're gonna come to Indiana. That's so awesome.
Absolutely.
How could you not root for that? I don't get it. I mean, maybe I'm a little sensitive to it because I grew up in Detroit and the surrounding area, and my dad worked for Chrysler for 30 years. And I remember them saying something about, this dealership was on the air with somebody on Fox talking about how much more the Ram truck was going to go up. And I go, just a few years ago, some of the Ram trucks, because I know, because it's stamped right on mine, came off the assembly line in Warren, Michigan.
Yep.
In fact, where I grew up. Warren, Michigan. And then they decided to move the manufacturing to Mexico. So it's not like you couldn't build them here. You clearly did. And so hopefully, maybe the auto dealers will put a little pressure on, you know, the manufacturers and say, hey, look, why don't you bring it back to the U.S.? And with Trump at the helm, I think he's going to make it, I don't know if you say the word popular, but he's going to make it more important, maybe, for people to attempt to buy American. It's not as easy, clearly, as it used to be, but at least to make a fair attempt. It's 7:12. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, how you doing? What's going on, man?
I'm living the dream.
You all right?
Yeah, but, you talk about the whole car thing. I'm glad to see that some of the manufacturers are doing that. I know Chrysler are going to be bringing back some production back to the States. They're talking about bringing back a midsize truck again, and they're talking about building the Hemi in America again. So that's all good.
Yeah, I know that's all you care about, these big engine there. Does that mean you're going to, when they start doing that, you're going to get one of them big engine muscle cars?
No, just drop one of those big engines in my Jeep, see how that goes.
Oh.
I wouldn't really do it, but it'd be cool.
I know the already not fantastic gas mileage that Jeeps are world-renowned for.
Yeah.
Would not get any better, I don't think, with a bigger motor.
You know, I really can't complain. I probably get 18 to 20, a little more if I'm on the... You know, like when I took that trip to Levy County the other day, because I'm on, two-lane blacktop, not a lot of stop and go. I got over, low 20s.
That's because you drive too slow.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Moving along.
Were you speeding?
Just consistent. Never.
Wow, that was a little too quick on the draw, Greg.
Morning, Sheriff McCallum.
Yeah.
Levy County. Morning, sir.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you, Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg Cassidy, model citizen. Yeah, put the posters up, people. Apparently, ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, and if you know anything about him at all, I mean, his reputation really is in the sports arena, but he's branched out to some extent. I know he's been on with Hannity several times. He's been on with us. He was on with The View. And for anybody who does know anything about him, knows he's not usually short of opinion. You wouldn't call him a wallflower.
No.
So he was on The View, which, But maybe they didn't know what they were dealing with.
Mm.
Well, I mean, he's a black guy. So you know, he's going to be a Democrat, right?
You would assume, right?
Well,
assume.
And he might be,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean he follows anybody, you know, lockstep. Right. Mm-hmm. Joy Bayer queried Smith about the 2024 election, asking a long leading question in which she sought to downplay Trump's sweeping victory and destroy any notion that he had a mandate from the American people. However, Smith was having none of it. He took Behar on point by point, refuting her assertion, adding some of his own, and proving that the American people indeed handed Trump a mandate. He said, and in his fashion, probably much faster than I could share it with you, he won every single state. He increased in terms of his voter turnout in his favor from the standpoint of blacks, Latinos, and young voters. 89% of the counties shifted to the right. That's a mandate. Good Lord. Say what you will about Stephen A. Smith, and it's true, he's not a friend of the right, but the man is entirely unafraid to speak his mind. And he knew precisely the answer Behar was searching for, mm-hmm. and served her up the opposite with an extra helping of humble pie. Yep.
Couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you run out of guests, wouldn't you, eventually, if you're just looking for people who agree with the wacky policies and positions of most of the Democrat Party today.
Mm-hmm.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You. Whatever's irritating you, you can call in and air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome to another awesome day. It is What We Make It, 7:20 right now. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. And if you don't get through right away, please try back. We try to get everybody in on this one. All right. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is all the whining and crying and peeing in pants by the liberals now because he's Trump went old school. No more Mr. Nice Guy. In the old days, if you wanted to clean out a swamp, the first thing you do is throw a stick of dynamite in and all the swamp creatures come flying out. I know that. Elon Musk is Trump's stick of dynamite, and he's in there trying to get back to 2019 hiring schedule. You know, just go back to 2019. So all these probationary people that are being fired right now, they're all probationary. They were hired in the last 6 months by Dodo Joe. Well, why don't we go to Dodo Joe's own words, and I want him to write it on one of his black T-shirts, what Dodo Joe said to all the people that, because of his executive orders, were fired out of their jobs. The Keystone Pipeline workers, the oil field workers, border wall workers, healthcare workers, police, fire, military, coal miners, all these people that were put out of their jobs because of an executive order. And Dodo Joe said to them, and I want him to write it on a T-shirt, learn to write code and get a good job.
Yep.
That's what he told all those people. And we got one more stick of dynamite coming, folks. Dan Bongino, and he's going after Shifty Schiff and those January 6th committee people for what they did underhanded. God bless America, boys. Have a nice day.
God bless you, Rosebud. And maybe the reason is now shown why you never get invited to go fishing.
Mm.
Dynamite! Wendy, good morning. What's bugging you?
Traffic on 200 and people who don't understand, don't block an intersection.
Oh,
and yes. God, if you're over 60 and you still block intersections, there's got to be a problem with you. You've been driving for over 40 years. And the other thing, I don't know why they decide they had to beautify Ocala, but those little plant things, I just see ducks going to eat it once they start putting regular flowers, and then you're going to have duck carcasses everywhere. That's what's bugging me.
All right, way to put it together, Wendy.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think that necessarily selfish or ignorance or you know, self-serving, whatever. I don't think that necessarily is defined in any one age group. But I think I get your point. Like, by the age of 60, if you still don't understand, you're not supposed to block an intersection. It doesn't matter. Oh, well, I couldn't help it. The light turned red and the traffic stopped in front of me. If there wasn't room for you to fit within the designated area and you're blocking the intersection, you never should have proceeded forward. Dodo.
It's not that difficult, people.
Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is we eventually lose our good governors and presidents due to term limits like Trump and DeSantis. Maybe DeSantis will remain near power if Casey wins. But and then we're stuck with fogies from the Jurassic era like Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff. It's just patently unfair. I think Strom Thurmond went in South Carolina until he was 102. We need term limits for these people.
Yeah, I never used to be in favor of term limits. I always said the term limit will be given by the people at the ballot box, but I've changed my opinion of that. You've got to get rid of these folks. You've got to recycle with new ones. When that camera panned around, especially over to the Democrats, it seemed like, yeah, are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
Congress is a nursing home.
Yes.
That's no longer Congress. It is absurd and ridiculous.
Yep.
These people need to let somebody else have the opportunity to lead, but they're power hungry and they'll never let they'll never do the right thing. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Okay, I live in the Hale area and I'm driving in there at night all the time, and it is deer central. I've had three near misses. I almost hit a deer on Tower Road going about 55 miles an hour. For God's sake, somebody, kill Bambi. Kill Bambi's mother. Kill Bambi's father in hell. Get these deer out of there. Thank you.
Well, the highest speed limit on Tower Road is 45 miles an hour, sir. He said he was doing 55.
Oh.
The deer can move out of the way at 45, not at 55.
Oh,
and
they
I just
can
made
move
that
they
up.
Want.
I just made that up.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Troy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is these bicyclists on the Archer Braid Trail that they know they have a stop sign when they're going across the road, and it's going to cause one of these guys to get hit by a car pulling off of Archer Road one of these days.
Is there one of those flashing lights that they can push?
Nope.
No.
It's just a stop sign for them specifically.
Yeah.
And there's no stop sign before the crosswalk for a vehicle. So it's up to, you know, the person driving off of Archer Road to be paying attention and not get rear-ended.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, if they kind of jump out into the intersection without stopping and looking and making sure it's clear. I know it gets a little confusing to some people because there's the flash real quick that you're supposed to allow pedestrians to cross. And by the way, you're not supposed to be on your bicycle in a crosswalk.
Right.
You're supposed to get off it and walk it, number one. Number two, they've added these things where they actually have a red light. And then, what, if the red light is solid, you stop. If it's flashing, you have to treat it like a yield sign and make sure that you're not, you know, getting in the way of what appears to be there right away. And so what you do is you got people slamming on the brakes when it's a flashing light, et cetera. Jeff, good morning. What's bugging you?
A lady found out that their daughter was being transitioned by the school into a boy without their consent, and the mother said the only people that were trying to help their daughter was her and her husband. I had never heard it said like that before, but that is disturbing.
Yes.
God bless America.
Well, that is absolutely disturbing. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It is 728, and coming up, America witnessed it firsthand, the evil and the hate coming from the left. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Seven 35, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. Come on, weekend. I think we're going to make it. It is another day in paradise. A little chillier than yesterday. Enjoy. I don't know if the winds are going to be kicking up as much. They were this morning at around, you know, 3 dark 30. Mm-hmm. We're still kicking around a little bit. Yeah, but is that going to go down a little bit?
It'll probably still hanging around. But some more sun is going to make it feel a little bit better later today.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. All right. The Democrats truly exposed themselves for who they really are. When I say Democrats, specifically in this particular case, I'm talking about the lawmakers that were there during Trump's speech. But I'm also referring to some of the so-called media pundits who said ridiculously ugly things after the fact. And case in point, America witnessed to the tune of 36.6 million people. They saw it live and unfolding before their very eyes. The Democrats sitting on their hands and not applauding anything. Well, partisanship is one thing, but when you will not react positively to something that, as a human being, if you have any human instincts at all, you clearly would have responded to it. So you got 36 million that saw what exactly took place, and then how many millions catch their news after the fact or listening to this show or seeing stuff on Fox or whatever? There's a lot of people that can that have been exposed to just the true evil nature of the Democrats. Look, the small-mindedness of holding up these ridiculous little signs. Oh, the small-mindedness of yelling at the president and shaking your cane, completely disturbing the decorum. The Democrats were completely out of line. But that doesn't make them evil. What makes them evil is when a 13-year-old boy who had battled through brain cancer, who's had 13 different operations over the last 7 years, told when he was first diagnosed many years ago they had 5 months to live. Here we are 6 years later, but he's still getting treatments. There's still surgeries. He's probably going to never really truly be out of the woods. I hope that he is, but who knows, right? But your heart doesn't go out for that.
Wow.
Just that alone, nothing else. But then, to add to it, he talks about his lifelong dream of wanting to be a police officer. And Trump totally blows everybody away by making him an honorary member of the Secret Service. By the way, his father was not aware that was going to take place. Neither was young DJ, the 13-year-old.
Really?
Nope, they had no idea.
That's cool.
That's why they were left, you know, speechless. And look, everybody who saw that moment, I mean, just first of all, this the 13-year-old kid, he has the sweetest face.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out the kid's battled cancer. And I mean pediatric brain cancer and in his spine. Oh, wow. And has undergone all those operations and chemo and everything else. This kid's been put through it. And when Trump recognizes him, you're not clapping. You don't have to stand up and clap for Trump.
No.
I get that.
Right.
But you can't clap for that kid and his father and all they've gone through. Mm-hmm. And you're clapping for advances that we've made in treating cancer. You're clapping for law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You're clapping for all of those good and positive things. But not the Democrats. Not the Democrats. And to me, that was it. What American could not see what unfolded there and see the Democrat Party for what they are and who they are there? This really matches up with the term evil. It really, I don't know how you could see it or describe it any other way. I think that most people, you'd have to hold them down to keep them from standing and applauding this kid. And it wasn't just this kid. They wouldn't stand and applaud for anything. The only thing they applauded was a mention of aid to Ukraine. Then they were all happy.
Of course.
But other than that, they were ugly. They were nasty. They had these scowls on their face. You also realize that a lot of the Democrat Party is between 80 and grave. Yeah. I mean, Pelosi.
Oh my goodness.
And it's like, when do you hang it up? Are you really going to breathe your last ugly breath? You know, and taking up a spot for somebody who actually might make a difference or do something, it's just... Yeah.
It's amazing when you see old video from some of them. Like, I've seen, saw one the other day from Pocahontas, you know, in her 30s or whatever, when she was, you know, first running in the... And it's kind of like, wow, you forget kind of how long these people have been taking up space in D.C.
I remember when Nancy Pelosi brought Henry Ford to the White House.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I had to show off the car.
The Tin Lizzie.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, Tin Lizzie, meet Tin Lizzie over here. But no, it exposed the Democrat Party for who they are. Yeah. And then you had like Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I shared this story with you, I believe. Yeah. Yesterday, I shared it with you and how she was able to morph this kid and morph it all the way around to saying, I hope he never has to defend the Capitol or commit suicide like those other six officers.
How sick is that? I mean, really?
I mean...
What a stretch.
You could have a bunch of writers, and you could say, okay, what's the ugliest way you can connect the dots on this? And they couldn't even come up with that. And this was... And the sad thing is, it was fairly reactionary. In other words, she had that somewhere in her twisted mind.
Like it was just natural. It didn't have to be thought up.
Yeah. The J6 is part of the overall... Trump derangement syndrome, and it manifests itself in all different ways, and one of them is people clearly being evil. You have something wrong with you when you can't clap and applaud a 13-year-old cancer survivor who has been through that much. Can anybody really defend their actions in any way?
But it was Donald Trump telling the story, Bob. We can't let him have any positive attention.
Does it really matter who the messenger is when the person to be honored is in front of you?
It shouldn't.
They're the ones being honored. That's exactly why that you point them out in the crowd and help to tell their story. They are being honored.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's some of the Democrats who goes, that's... awful, despicable. What Trump did was use these people as tools and pawns. Yeah. Anytime a president wants to highlight something upbeat and positive, he's just using them, right?
Right.
It goes to show, once again, how they think. Remember, Karl Marx, call them what you are. Say they're doing what you're doing. Karl Marx, in his playbook, said that. So when the Democrats say Trump's just using them, what that really means is, well, that's what we would do.
Yeah.
We would just use them as pawns. We don't. And in their case, I mean, when they say, if they ever admit it, hey, we don't really care all that much about the average American. That it's true. And you know how you know it's true? You base it on all of their actions. And Trump's speech was a great example of, you know, judging people by their actions or lack thereof versus their words, which in many cases is very nasty as well. I mean, you had this Democrat Congresswoman Stansberry, and she's from New Mexico. She went off in a curse-laden tirade against the Trump administration and Republicans during a House Oversight Committee hearing on sanctuary cities, calling the hearing absolute BS. No. They had mayors there from major cities that were standing in the way of us being able to get rid of awful criminals that are also illegal aliens. We're talking about rapists, murders, child molesters, child rapists. And she says the Oversight Committee hearing is BS?
Wow.
Again, the Democrats show their true evilness.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it these days. It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump warns Gaza again. I think he's losing his patience. We'll see what happens next. We'll get into that further coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. It is Thursday, and it's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Yep, happy, happy day away from Friday. I think we're going to make it. You know, my dad always said, if you're going to play with bombs, be careful where you drop them.
Really?
No, he never said that.
Oh, okay.
But it probably would be good advice.
Yeah?
Yeah, apparently the South Koreans were doing some live fire training exercises with the U.S., in fact.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of the South Korean fighter jets accidentally dropped bombs on a civilian area.
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah, it left a mark.
Probably so.
Thank God nobody died, at least so far, so say a prayer, but injured multiple people, damaged multiple buildings, including three houses and a Catholic church. Did that happen on Ash Wednesday?
That'd be ironic, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be ironic, and it would be incredible if no one was hurt.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be miraculous. The MK-82 bombs abnormally released from the KF-16 fighter jets, they fell outside of firing range, caused unspecified civilian damage, according to the Air Force's report. A number of people injured vary. One of their news agencies in South Korea put the number at 15, including civilians and soldiers. Two of the injured were serious but not life-threatening. At least seven buildings damaged. They were taking part in the Air Force's joint live fire drills with the Army. It apologized for the incident.
Whoops.
Very, very sorry.
Well,
can I say it like that?
Yeah, you just did. Remember last month, though, Ocala National Forest F-18 was about 6 miles off of its target and started a little fire there.
What's 6 miles between friends?
Well, when it's a bomb.
Or as we'd say on the radio, what's a little dead air between friends? Of course, a little dead air is not catastrophic.
We don't like it.
No, we try to avoid it, but yeah, we're not dropping bombs.
6 miles off, that's,
If I drop a bomb, Greg has a dump button. He can save us both from catastrophe.
I try to.
Hey, speaking of catastrophe, Pacific Palisades. You don't have to know a lot about it. You know, it's a neighborhood in L.A. and was a pretty nice one.
Was. Used to be, yeah.
A State Farm executive, and we're just going to say, hopefully he wasn't speaking for State Farm.
Uh-huh.
Because what he says is kind of ignorant.
Uh-oh.
He said that, these homes, they never should have been built. They shouldn't have been building here in Pacific Palisades at all, basically blaming the victims of the wildfires.
But they were built, and people bought them and lived in them. So,
yeah. Well, why would you look behind the scenes? You make that statement, and you go, look, this is a place that they probably never should have tried to put in, make it a residential area.
But in the public?
But they did, yeah.
No, you don't do that.
The video released by James O'Keefe's OMG News, you know, he's done a lot of those hidden camera type stuff, appears to show a man described as Hayden Kirkpatrick, who was in turn described by a State Farm website in 2024 as a Vice President Innovation and Venture Capital at the company. O'Keefe provided his description of the dialogue appearing on video, so this wasn't necessarily done out in public.
Gotcha.
James O'Keefe likes to catch you with your guard down. Pacific Palisades was founded on the site of a former ranch by Methodists, later became a refuge for Jews fleeing the Holocaust. While there are some homes in the area that are built on hillsides or in canyons where there's a greater risk from the elements, the vast majority of homes are built in flat areas that pose no additional risk that other buildings in L.A. do not face. State Farm has faced harsh criticism from residents over its decisions to drop many customers in the weeks or even days before the fire.
Wow.
And to force customers to itemize list of their lost property possessions rather than simply paying out the value of their coverage for lost property. Critics of California's insurance market, and I bring it up because You know, we have our own issues here in Florida with insurance issues, but critics of California's insurance market have also noted that the reason State Farm and other companies canceled many policies is what the state would not let insurance companies charge premiums based on future risk, unlike the other 49 states. That made the insurance industry unprofitable and forced many firms to leave. Yep. Saying, though, that they never should have built houses here, how is that going to be a remedy? You're the insurance guy. You're supposed to come and make your attempt to help, you know, to help make people whole, not tell them how stupid they were for buying a house there or building houses there, which, by the way, I'm not sure how much this guy knows if he's, you know, so-called venture capitalist, because just the cleared out property lots in Pacific Palisades are going for huge money. I mean, huge money. 756, 97.3, The Sky.